Thank you. Dan Copen is here. Logan Mankins is here. Good to see you guys.
Good to be here.
How's it going?
How was the...
You guys really mean that? Is it really good to be here to see us? I mean, you guys feeling good about that?
Yeah. You guys do a great job.
It's a half truth.
You don't hassle. You don't hassle us on here too much. So.
A half truth.
At
least he's honest. I'll give it to
him. He is that. I'm always curious about this and why some teams go in one direction and other teams go in another direction. You guys don't do a lot of talking before games, and other teams do a lot of talking before games. What's the philosophy here? Why don't you guys do any of that stuff?
I don't know. You know, I think it's preached to us and, you know, coached to us that we, you know, do our talking on Sundays. It's, you know, you can say anything you want, and it really doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if we say it or they say it, and, you know, we really don't care what they say. It's just one of those things where you got to go out and play the game and, you know, talk is cheap.
You ever tempted Logan when, you know, hear Kerry Rhodes say we're going to embarrass him and Rex Ryan said, hey, I haven't kissed the rings of Bill Belichick and all this stuff. You ever tempted to say something back?
Yeah, you want to sometimes, but it all comes down to Sunday. From now till Sunday doesn't mean anything. Sunday's the day, and you let your you do your talking on the field, and then that's when it really matters, not during the week.
See, I lost the bet. Now I have to wash Dale's car because Dale said they'll come in here. And they won't say anything. They won't respond. I said, you know, Logan might.
I think Logan was on you.
I think Logan will. And Dale said, no, it ain't happening. So now I got to watch his car.
Now, part of it, I think, is, as you said, Dan, you guys are coached a certain way. But some of it, I get the impression, whether you were coached that way or not, you probably wouldn't be doing a lot of it. When you were playing at BC, were you wolfing at guys and saying stuff?
No, and I mean, that's for the skinny guys. You know, they can do all the talking. That's big guys. We need to conserve our energy. And, you know, we don't have, you know, we got too much going on. We don't really need to waste our time or breath just, you know, jabbing at the line. It doesn't matter. It matters, you know, what you do on that play or what you do in that game. And, you know, talking is just, it's talking. It's not action.
I can't imagine there was much talking going on in the trenches, as you said. On Monday night, it seemed like two teams just really, big guys at least, slugging it out.
Yeah, there wasn't much said that night. It was just a lot of hard work going on. They were playing super hard, and we were trying to play as hard as they were. And we got lucky that night, I think. Had some stuff fall our way, and we came out with the win.
Bill mentioned on Monday that he thought you guys certainly knew they were a fast defense. You knew how quickly they move. But it's almost like, you know, real speed, regular season, whoa, you know, there they go. Did the speed catch you guys off guard a little bit, do you think?
I don't know if it caught us off guard, but they do have fast guys. Their front four are all fast. Their three linebackers are fast, and they play super hard, so they're always going, and sometimes they are going to catch you out of position, and their speed's going to take advantage of it.
They were able to get some pressure early in the game on Tom and force him into some mistakes. Do you think they did anything differently in the last 5 minutes where you guys get those two scores? I didn't see much pressure at all. Do you think they were tired or you guys just imposed your will on them?
You know, I think they did do a couple things different. They had what we call floater look where they were moving Schobel around. So that from that standpoint, they did do some things different. But, you know, we were able to recognize it and, you know, it's about doing your job and finishing guys out, which, you know, early on maybe we didn't do as good a job as we did late.
You agree with that, Logan?
Oh, yeah. The first 55 minutes, I think we had a lot of mistakes, a lot of technique mistakes also. And then the last two drives, I think we put it all together as an offense and had a lot of good plays where people weren't making mistakes. And you see the results when that happens.
I need to ask you guys this. I don't know if this is urban legend or not, but a lot of people have said – they heard it happen, but Tom Brady, you guys go down 24-13. Brady says, we're going to get the ball. We're going to score before the two-minute warning. We're going to get the ball back, and we're going to score again. Did it happen like that? And if it did, is that out of character for him?
True story. He said that. And, no, that's Tom. He believes in himself and his teammates, and he thought we could get the job done, and he was right that night.
I'm looking at the Jets lineup for yeah. Sunday. I see a lot of names that you guys are used to and guys that, you know, you see these guys twice a year, you know the names, you know who they are, but I get the feeling that in this new defensive scheme, the names may be the same, but the jobs may be different. Do you find, watching film of the Jets, do you find that these guys are looking a little different to you because of the different defensive scheme?
It is. I mean, it's a different scheme. You know, Rex coming in from Baltimore, you can you know, take the Baltimore jerseys off and just put Jets on. You know, that's what he does. And, you know, you saw him flying around last week making plays all over the place. So, you know, they're playing outstanding right now. They're playing hard. They're playing fast. And, you know, we got our work cut out for us.
Yeah, you gave us Kyle Williams last week, an underrated guy. A lot of people don't talk about who's effective. So give us another guy to focus on this week on the Jets who probably fits that same description,
Oh, man.
If you have one.
Yeah, I don't know. A lot of their guys are known around the league and in the media, I guess. I don't know. They're all pretty well-known guys that play have played for quite a while now. So I don't know if I can name a guy that doesn't get much pub.
Who gives you guys, I mean, who do you enjoy, and I don't even know if that's the right word, who do you enjoy going up against because you know – you know, it's going to be a good challenge, and they always do something that keeps you on your toes on that defensive line. Either of you can take that one.
For this week?
Yeah.
I mean, for this week, I mean, it's Chris Jenkins.
Yeah, the big guy in the middle.
I mean, he's a stud. He's a, you know, big, strong, physical guy, but he can penetrate gaps. You know, he's coming from that, you know, one-gap penetrating system where he was in Carolina forever. So, you know, he does a lot of things, and he does a lot of things well. So he's a... definitely a man that you need to worry about.
And you just mentioned him, and it reminded me of something. I've never asked you this before. Do you think that was obviously you guys won the Super Bowl 38, and it's a great moment, but do you look back on that as one of your finer moments? Because I don't remember Chris Jenkins and Julius Peppers and Rucker and Buckner, I don't remember them really having a huge impact in that game.
I don't even remember the game right now.
Is that right?
Yeah. You know, I don't even think I've seen a tape of it or, you know, a replay of it. So I'm not really worried about that game right now.
Okay. All right. So, you know, go back. Since it was 6 years ago, I thought you'd give me some insight into how you did it and what happened. That's okay.
Let me ask you guys something from a positional point of view. When you're in, and there were a couple of times on Monday night, about 6-7 times, where you in effect had 6 offensive linemen. You were using Matt Light as a tackle eligible or as an eligible receiver. I think Nick even had a play where he was an eligible receiver at one point. And you're in that big slobber knocking, you know, bang heads type of offensive set. How does that compare to when you've got everybody spread out and you got wide receivers all over the place and you got one guy in the backfield? Which one is harder for you guys to play just on a game, a play-in, play-out type of basis?
Man, I'm not sure which one's harder. When we get the extra linemen in there, most of the time it's a run, as you can see during the game. I think we ran it almost every time. So it's just one of those where you line up and they stack up the box because they're expecting the run, and you got to get them blocked, and the back's got to find a little crease because when you get them all stacked in there, there's not many places to go.
This team has a reputation, according to Bill, of liking to overload a place and bring more guys into one area than you've got their bodies there to try to block it. Do you know when it's coming? Can you identify quickly enough? And, Dan, this is probably your area here where you've got to know probably as much as Tom is where they're coming from and where they're overloading.
Well, I mean, they give you certain looks, and sometimes you can recognize them, sometimes you can't. If they're stemming into them late, they're a lot tougher to pick up. But, you know, with that, it's about having guys on the same page and, you know, really telling what's going on. And, you know, I think we've, you know, done a good job this week of preparing for that and trying to get those things, you know, nailed down. So, you know, it won't be a problem on Monday or on Sunday. So it's a tough challenge for us because not only do they do the overload, they bring guys up the middle, they bring single blitzers. They really can do it all, and they really do. You know, you see it in their preseason games. They don't hold a lot back.
I remember a while ago Tom doing something for 60 minutes where he was going to prove that he didn't have to talk to his receivers to know where they were. So he just gave a look. It was Deion Branch at the time. Remember this deal?
Yeah.
He gives a look to Deion Branch, and Branch runs the route, and he throws it to him. And I'm wondering, is there an equivalent for offensive linemen? For you, Dan, you just know – Even if your back is to Logan, do you just know what he's doing and vice versa just from playing with each other so long?
Yeah, I would think we're, you know, to that point where there's not a lot that needs to be said. And, you know, if something happens, you can tell what the other guy's going to do, or you know what the other guy's going to do from, you know, just what happened in the past. And, you know, working in day in and day out. It just, you sort of develop that relationship.
Do you have to be, we always talk about this in sports, chemistry. Do you have to like each other off the field to be to be in sync that way? Have you ever, you don't have to name names, but you ever been on the offensive line with somebody you can't stand, but you still are able to do the job?
I think we've had pretty good guys here.
Yeah, we've had a great group of guys for quite a while now, and we all like each other. We like being around each other. We're always pulling for each other to do good. So I haven't played next to someone that I disliked yet, so it's great playing next to someone that I do like, and hopefully I don't have to play next to someone I don't like.
And they won't get to stay there long if you don't like them.
That's right.
Before we kill them.
Yeah.
Before we let you go, I got to ask this because I was here last Monday night and I saw the halftime ceremony. It was very cool. And I was thinking, you're a young guy. And, yeah. And they've already got you on this team, the 50th anniversary team here. What did that feel like? Was that a little awe-inspiring? I mean, you and John Hanna are the guards on this team?
Yeah. I don't know how that happened. I guess... It is a great honor, and I haven't been here long, right? And being named to that's pretty special. And I guess they didn't have many guards to choose from or something if they let me get on there. But the day Mr. Kraft told me, I was pretty awestruck that he when he told me that, and just pretty happy about it.
Pretty good team, too, huh?
Yeah, it's a real good team. Fellas, great to see you. Thank you very much for coming in. Good luck this weekend. We'll talk to you next week.
All right,
guys.
Logan Mankins, Dan Copen.